Welcome to the second installment in Quest series on issues facing IT managers and the technologies they employ to solve those issues. My name is Doug Williams, and I'm the Senior Product Marketing Manager for Database Solutions at Quest Software, and I'll be your host for this series. Over the course of these podcasts, we'll focus on the subjects that represent the greatest amount of tension for IT managers and also have the greatest potential to impact an IT manager's business. Our first podcast dealt with best-of-breed solutions versus integrated suite solutions, the evolving role of IT practitioners themselves. And for this discussion, we'll be talking about issue resolution and the notion of defensiveness versus collaboration. And we'll be talking about realizing maximum value from senior staff versus the need to meet service-level agreement requirements for multiple constituencies. As usual, I'm joined by my co-host and resident IT expert, Quest's very own Vice President of Information Systems, Carol Fawcett. Traditionally, due to the siloed job functions that existed in organizations, there's been a tendency to approach issue resolution from an "it's not my problem" point of view. So typically what you would see happening is that in order to resolve a particular issue, specifically a customer issue, you may have representatives from multiple departments within the IT staff all get together in a room, and typically the goal of those discussions would be for each of the representatives from each of the departments to determine the way in which it really wasn't their problem. In contrast, there is a growing desire for collaboration in these similar scenarios, such that when an issue arises, there's a desire for cross-functional teams to bring their collective knowledge to bear in order to more objectively resolve those issues. So let's get our IT expert involved in the discussion today. Carol, do you think the term war room is an appropriate analogy? I mean, do these encounters really take place?
Absolutely, Doug. The reality is you are in firefighting mode, almost a drowning mode where the application, the environment is down, no one can get to it, and the phones are ringing off the hook. The actual war room process is very basic when you think about it. You quickly appoint a leader, someone who adds calmness to the environment, and provides that direction and focus to a team that is not necessarily used to working together side by side. It has to be obviously a very level-headed person. They unite those IS divisions to all work toward the same common goal, the same focus. So you have the network team, the DBAs, the application developers, and the system admins sitting side by side to resolve an issue. The goal, obviously, is to correct the outage using a methodical approach. Communication is obviously key between these groups. Too many changes all at once can spell disaster, especially if they don't know what each other is doing. Environments like today are complicated. As we've already talked about, the three-tier approach is gone. It's now an N-tier approach. And with all those different tiers, it's very difficult to track and keep visibility on them at all times. All areas need to be debugged when a crisis arises, and they need to be debugged all at the same time. Someone needs to have that visibility into them. There can be no finger pointing. You need to keep that team constructive and not destructive with each other, take them out of defense mode and put them into the offense.
Okay, so how do organizations begin to pull themselves out of this rut? How do they effectively pull themselves out of the need to react so defensively in these situations?
Wow, within IS, it's all about collaboration and communication. Teams working as one, looking out for each other. Basic expertise in all areas is what they need. They need to focus on the entire stack, the entire technology stack, not just one given area. And of course, they need to understand the basic thresholds for the technical disciplines that they're looking at. In order to do that, the best way is to provide them with tools that help them proactively monitor. It's the basic functionality that we look at. We want to look at the entire environment at a glance. We want to have tools that are alerting us on the yellow, not on the red, because the red means the customers are already calling. We want tools that help us identify the root cause quickly and then provide us suggestions and guidance on how to correct that. Again, it's all about the end user. It's always, for IS, all about its customer, which is the end user, be it internal or external. So we want those tools to be focused on the customer experience, from the end user's desktop, over the network, to the database, and then back again.
This sounds like an ideal solution that you've just described. Everyone's involved, everyone's contributing, but practically, how do organizations make this happen?
They do it through training and tools, again, with their IT staffs. These tools have to enable objectivity in issue discovery, diagnosis, and resolution. It's not a matter of finding fault or finger pointing. It's simply a matter of understanding the issue at hand and calmly attacking it. It's okay for DBAs to highlight possible network issues and vice versa. We encourage that. It's not a finger pointing exercise, but instead teams helping other teams out to diagnose and resolve the issues at hand. It's the entire IS team that wins, not one individual department. That's why we need tools that depict the entire view of the technology stack, not just one individual perspective.
To wrap up the series, we're going to discuss a challenge faced by nearly every IT manager, and that's how to effectively manage resource allocation. Let's set the stage by exploring the IT environment and the need for IS departments to act as a business within a business, as well as the need to extract maximum value from most experienced staff and not serve just as a back office enabler. So, Carol, how prevalent is this concern?
Extremely, Doug, and one we discuss regularly in staff and team meetings. IS should be looked at as a business within a business. And our business revolves around strategically aligning with our customers' strategic plans, external as well as internal. We work with our internal customers on a regular basis in meetings we call council meetings, where we talk about their goals for the future and gain a better understanding of their business activities. We then take those goals and assess what's needed to help them achieve success, be they changes surrounding process or possibly answered with technology solutions. Most recently, we have also begun working with our external customers in assessing the impact Quest's internal processes have on our external customers through the sales order process and fulfillment. The goal, again, is to identify areas where we can improve that relationship and make the dealings with Quest as efficient and positive as possible, bringing those same customers back for more when future needs arise. As for the internal Quest IS team, our charter challenges every IS team member to consistently enhance the customer's experience and to take it to the next level and the next. IS organizations must go beyond just enabling or sustaining the business. After all, we don't want the revenue to simply stay at the same level. We want that to go up. They must work instead to enhance and advance it in both business and technology terms. In order to do this, a team must have the right resources in place to take on those challenges. Staff members who are seasoned and experienced in working with the business and knowing which technology solutions are correct for the challenge at hand, are simple and relatively quick to deploy, fit in with the current technology infrastructure, and will help meet the expectations of the end customers. Once found, keeping them focused on two different tracks, day-to-day tasks to meet expectations, while providing time for the strategic planning, their true passion, is the real challenge of the management team if you want to keep that valued IS experienced team member in place.
So what options do organizations have in order to deal with these challenges? And more importantly, are they really realistic?
We've seen where some companies have taken the outsourcing route, and in some cases that does make sense. However, it still falls back onto the internal IS team to make this type of program a success, as at the end of the day, it's the internal IS team, especially the management team, who is held accountable for the successes as well as the failures of the entire IS organization. I think that's a focus point that a lot of organizations lose as they get into the outsourcing model. Again, having the right tools to monitor and providing tamper-proof reports is key to proving that model is working successfully. Without those tools, it takes the relationship between the two organizations to a combative level, which is a losing proposition for all. Internally, recruiting is always the challenge. It is not just about the money anymore. It's about the challenges which people feel they are entitled to given their level of experience. You want your most senior members to have time to do the visionary and strategic work which you hired them for. In order to do this, the staff charged with holding the organizations together day to day must have the right tools available to them to help make their job more intuitive, with built-in guidance to use to help identify independent resolutions to problems, building their confidence and helping them become stronger individual contributors to the organization and to the company. It's a win-win for everyone involved.
So how do IT managers actually buffer their most experienced staff and enable them to be more visionary and provide them with the time to perform tasks that add value and shift those tasks to perhaps less experienced staff?
So just to be clear on this, the reality is that every position from junior to senior inside an IS organization is valuable and must be challenged every day to keep their interest. It's a domino effect where every member has to pull their own weight for their position's skill level in order for the entire organization to be a success. One way to do this is to automate the day-to-day activities as much as possible, reducing down the repetitive tasks performed in operational support, and instead giving customers the ability to handle certain tasks, like password resets, for example, putting the control in the user's hands and relieving the IS staff of tasks that really don't require their skills. The goal, as we've talked about before, is to keep every IS member performing to the level of their position, as well as advancing their individual skill level. As less experienced members of the team improve their troubleshooting skills, they become stronger individual contributors. While they continue their independent growth, we keep the more experienced staff members focused on advancing the environment in both technical and business arenas, keeping their focus on tasks that deliver value to the bottom line. And when a senior's knowledge is necessary to resolve a more complicated issue, we need to provide them with the advanced tools they need to quickly discover the root cause of the issue, diagnose it, resolve it, and get back to their job.
Carol, I'd like to thank you for taking some time out with us on this podcast series and share a little bit of your expertise.
Thanks again, Doug, for giving me this opportunity to present the internal IS view and share the internal IS Quest story. It bears mentioning that it's through the use of Quest tools that we face and solve the same issues my peers face in their day-to-day life and organizations.
For all of you out there listening, if you'd like more information about IT-related issues and more information about Quest solutions in general, you can go to www.quest.com/databasemanagement. If you're interested in picking up the associated white paper for these podcasts, the title of the white paper is Managing Business Needs in a Multi-Platform Database Environment, Addressing Challenges in Delivering Business Value. I'd like to thank all of our listeners who have tuned in to our Quest podcast series. I hope we've provided you solutions to some of your most pressing IT issues, and I hope that you'll watch for future podcasts from Quest. For Carol Fawcett, I'm Doug Williams. Thanks for listening.